Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, you're about 40 minutes late. We start the program at 6 minutes past the hour, but thanks for joining us. My guest is Barb Close. Close but no pot versus close but no cigar. We're talking about the growers, and predominantly in Carpinteria, but all over the Santa Barbara County, leading the way throughout the world. More pot per square foot than anywhere on the planet. I just made that up, but it sounds close. Barb Close, community leader, the Eastern Goleta Valley Coalition, and part of the Santa Barbara County for Responsible Cannabis. Got some information on real estate values and legal pot, and Barb was going to mention something about the coastal zone, but first, stump the guest. In 1870, on this day, what last Confederate state was readmitted to the United States? First of all, the fact that it was 1870, talk about a long escrow, dragging your feet. What state? Okay, I'll give you a hint. They were named in a great song by Ray Charles.
You have to ask my husband that. He's the song master.
If I had really been on top of my game, I would have had Richard start playing Georgia by Ray Charles.
Georgia.
Oh, you got it. 1870, July 15th, Georgia became the last Confederate state to be admitted to the Union. Okay, so I had some information here on real estate values. This is from May 2019. I knew there was a good reason I saved this. California legalized medical cannabis in 1996, and voters approved recreational use in 2016. Societal ramifications of state legalized marijuana, a $10.4 billion industry, are being hashed out study by study, and home values are one of the effects under scrutiny. And you were saying earlier that people living by there are being impacted by this odor, not pleased. The most thorough study found that legalizing retail marijuana in Colorado increased housing values by 6%, or $15,600 a property. Those that legalized recreational marijuana saw home values increase $6,337, more than in cities where pot is illegal, a study found after controlling for population initial home values. Cities that approved marijuana only for medical use did not experience the same value jolt as those where recreational weed is available. So it appears the commercial sale of cannabis is what stimulates home values. Frankly, I find that hard to believe, but it's their studies. Washington, D.C. legalized cannabis for recreation and medical use in 2014, but barred commercial sales. Lack of regulated citywide pot market resulted in slower growth for D.C. compared to the national average, author Luke Babich wrote in the Clever study. So without cash flow, sales of buds, edibles, extracts, tinctures, vape pens, branded yoga mats, money won't flow back into the market and housing prices won't respond over the long term, Babich wrote. Following California voter approval of cannabis in November 2016, San Jose saw its sharpest historical two-year increase in home values in 20 years, 303,000 hike, Babich noted. Of course, the entire 300,000 can't be attributed to legal weed, you know, given the Silicon Valley and all that. So this is almost seems to fly in the face of what we've been talking about all the negative impact on neighbors where they're growing. And I don't even understand why any of this makes sense. I don't know why people can charge more for their house because, hey, you can go down and buy legal pot. I don't know where that came from or why it, you know, I mean, it's a study.
But Mark, it doesn't make sense to me because I know somebody, a couple people who have marijuana grows around them, and I mean, literally on three sides, this one woman, and they want to sell their house because they can't live there anymore. They've been there for, I think, like 80 years, you know, a couple generations. So who do you think is going to want to buy her house?
So maybe
somebody who is a cannabis cultivator.
Maybe. And obviously, you know, these people, and I don't see any studies right here because the immediate impact is obviously not a positive one. I mean, obviously, a lot of people want it and need it for medical use, but the immediate neighbors, obviously, it's not positive. And obviously, when you go to sell your house, and there's all kinds of specific questions about nuisances and traffic.
Exactly.
And I don't know if the word odor is on there, but I bet it is. I'll have to, next week, I'll look that up. But yeah, it can't seem to help when you have a...
Yeah, so that's an interesting study they did.
And this was from, yeah, and again, studies can, you know, doesn't make it sacrosanct and bulletproof. My guest, Barb Close, we've been talking about Santa Barbara County and focused on Carpinteria, Santa Barbara County for Responsible Cannabis. Just a couple of minutes left. You were going to mention something about the coastal zone?
Yeah, I wanted to say that also there's a couple of things that we're asking for that we think are really reasonable. One is a cap on, you know, on acreage, so you're limiting on each parcel what you can grow. We're asking for some buffers so that there's a certain distance away from neighborhoods, and we're asking for what's called a conditional use permit so that if anybody wants to apply to grow, then the neighboring businesses or residents will be alerted, and they will be able to go before the Planning Commission and talk about whether they feel that it's compatible, because it's about compatibility. You know, cannabis neighborhoods are not compatible. So we would really like to work with the industry, and we would like the supervisors to support us. We're not asking for a total ban. And so I think that's important, you know, that we're not these kind of radical people that are asking for something that's not doable and other counties haven't done.
And right now, you mentioned a conditional use permit, known as CUP. Right now, there's no requirement. I mean, if you're growing something, you can simply grow, substitute what you're growing, and without any major hurdles, or?
There's a few CUPs required on a few, in a few areas. I can't remember what that is, but there's nothing in the Ag 2, and there's nothing in other areas where people can just decide to grow on their land.
Well, putting in conditional use permits will certainly throttle slow down the growth. And as you said, right now there's a lot in Santa Barbara County, more so than anywhere else. So I'll be curious to keep in touch with you. Barb Close, part of Santa Barbara County for Responsible Cannabis, and also involved in the Eastern Goleta Valley. Last time you were on last year, you were talking about expanding Hollister Avenue.
Yes.
And now that this has really come to a head, I can see why they want to expand it, because if people are driving stone, they need wider roads.
Absolutely.
As they drift. So I hope you're supporting that. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for inviting me.
Okay. You got a little bit of a cold.
I do.
Just so we can hear that. It sounds good. Kind of a nice look for you. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. My guest has been Barb Close. And we're going to come back. We're going to come back for the best part of the program, the weekly multiple listing sales update.